I think for a lot of people, though, because of the way that we've been conditioned, we believe that fitness has to be so much more complicated than that. I mean, I can't possibly just get up and do a body weight based workout and be effective enough to really make a dent in my fitness. And you guys are obviously proving that to be untrue. Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go.
Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by two colleagues and friends in the world of personal training and coaching, Logan Emmett-Herlihy, who you guys heard on episode 116, as well as Xavier Robinson, both of Reformed Fitness. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Awesome. Well, Logan, you got to give your intro last time you were here, tell everybody who you are. So I'm actually going to give Xavier the stage right now and let him give our audience a little insight into who he is, what he does, and then we'll come back to you as well, Logan, and give everybody a little reminder.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Like Mike said, I'm an exercise physiologist. I've been in the personal training industry for going on 10 years now. So I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Minnesota in kinesiology, was studying exercise science there, applied that into the personal training world in an in-person boutique style fitness studio, doing mostly one-on-one, some small group personal training. Did that for about 5 years while I was doing that. Obviously, COVID happened in 2020. We pivoted from a completely in-person model to a completely virtual model in that time. And during those days of 2020, I just saw the benefit and how convenient and effective the virtual workout space was. Clients loved it. I really enjoyed bringing to life workouts in a space that's not always a gym. Sometimes a gym, sometimes not. And that creativity was really fun for me as well. So I kind of kept that in my mind. Virtual workouts stayed around. Some clients absolutely love them. And so that's where the Reform Fitness idea came into mind. And in 2022, I completely went virtual with Reform Fitness, doing all online one-on-one personal training, coaching there. And then recently, as Logan and Jake onboarded with us this year, we added health coaching as a service, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well. But that's a little bit of background about me.
That's awesome. And yeah, I am excited to talk about the health coaching as well as the training, because I think there's some interesting stuff around there that we could definitely get into. Logan, why don't you take the stage and just give everybody a reminder of who you are and then also how you wound up here with Xavier at Reform Fitness.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again for having us on, Mike. We're super excited to be here. Obviously, we're big fans of you and Corey Beth. We're sorry that you can be here today. But for those of you who don't know me, it's Logan Emmett-Herlihy. That was close, pretty close. Similar story to Xavier. I actually have a background. My degree is in communications. But about 8 years ago, I got into personal training, exercise science. I'd always had a passion for fitness, but I was able to finally apply it to the field. And then Zabe and I actually met at that boutique studio that he was talking about that he worked at. And he was probably a year ahead of me there, maybe 9 months, a year ahead of me. And we just kind of clicked because we were kind of the newer guys in a company where they had a lot of senior people around, I guess. We ended up kind of going to different locations, but we always kept in touch and stayed friendly. And we would see each other at, you know, kind of group meetings and, you know, just always stayed friends, talk shit, talk football, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I obviously branched off as well. I went to open a franchise in Utah that ended up just the experiment didn't quite work for me. And I reached out to Zabe, and I knew what he was doing with the virtual training. And he told me about the health coaching piece that he was thinking about launching. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity. Like he mentioned, when 2020 happened and we were going remote, I remember specifically he and I having conversations about, well, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this full time, right? Like not being in the studio, helping people all over the country. Because I think that was one of the coolest things for me when that happened was the opportunity to reconnect with clients that we had lost touch with. You know, when you're in a physical location, people move away. If you don't have a virtual offering, which most people didn't during COVID, you just kind of lose them for forever, right? But this was a way to really reconnect with a lot of people. And it just seems like a no-brainer now. Like, why didn't we think of this sooner? So couldn't be more excited to be here. Couldn't be more excited to be a part of Reform Fitness.
That's awesome. And I remember, you know, during that time in COVID where a lot of people had to pivot, clearly a lot of gyms and personal training studios closed their doors permanently because they couldn't survive. And what I found interesting too was that even when we opened the doors back up to Pure Physique, we still had a lot of clients decide to just stay online. I mean, I think that there was a comfort and a convenience factor to it that, you know, I mean, it goes without saying that I guess one of the biggest impediments for people when it comes to their fitness is time, right? That is one of the bigger issues. And, you know, another piece to that, which Xavier, I saw you brought up recently online, basically highlighting like the two most common reasons why people are impaired, if you will, when it comes to their fitness has to do with time and either no or very limited access to equipment. So I'm curious to just hear, you know, what you guys do, how you guys work around that particular issue, particularly if you are working with people online.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I love that you brought up that post because you're right. Those are the two biggest barriers to exercise. If you ask someone, why don't you exercise more or why don't you have a good routine? Likely they're going to say one of those two options. And the way we work around that, Mike, is when a first workout, we tell people, we will give you a great full body experience with whatever you happen to have available. And a lot of times, most people have some old dumbbells that they got 10 years ago, used for a week or two, and then, you know, left them off to the side, or some old bands that they were using. So a lot of people have something at their disposal that they can use. But then other than that, as little as like a chair, a stool, a bench, an ottoman, and a towel, we use a lot of time static contraction, which for people who don't know what that is, it's kind of like a wall sit where you're not moving, but your muscles are absolutely working really hard. And you can use various tools like a towel to do exercises like that for a full body experience. So when a client comes to us for the first time, we say, hey, whatever you have, bring it and we'll adapt the workout to you. And that's true for every person. And then from there, we'll make some professional recommendations. Hey, if you get this set of bands, that'll unlock a lot of other exercises that we can do. Hey, if you just get another set of dumbbells, so you have 10 and 20 pounds, that's going to allow us to do a lot more. An adjustable bench is another thing. So we have a list of curated items that we'll get. And based on the client's budget and their desire to add more equipment, we'll make some recommendations from there. But some people just like not having a lot of equipment. I trained a client this morning. I've recommended tons of different equipment. He just wants nothing in his house. He doesn't want any exercise equipment, no clutter. He wants towel and chair. That's all we use. We've been using that for going on a year. He's happy with it. He loves it. He gets a great workout. We do a lot of the same exercises over and over, but he doesn't get bored. So that's great.
So he takes the minimalist approach even to his exercise, not just his surroundings, I guess.
Yeah, he likes one workout routine, same thing every time, same equipment. And then we have people who are the opposite. They want something different all the time. And that's what the virtual space is awesome for. We can really adapt to how the person likes to exercise. And if we can do that and do it in an efficient way, then we know that they're going to stay around for quite a while.
I want to pitch this question to you, Logan. Now, both of you have worked in a studio, as you pointed out, that's where you guys met. Do you guys see any difference whatsoever between the results that people get training virtually versus being in a studio setting?
From a hypertrophy and a strength perspective, I would say no. If anything, I think the consistency that you can offer from a virtual perspective is going to make somebody probably see better results over the long term. Now, I can't prove that. That's just anecdote, right? But if it takes 30 minutes to get to the studio and then they have to do the 30-minute routine and then they have to get home, like, as you know, owning and operating a studio for a long time, you can get people who will do that diligently for the rest of their lives. That's like taking their medicine, they do it. But you're going to have attrition, right? You're going to have people that fall off. If all it takes is going, you know, to the other room and using your ottoman and your towel, the attrition rate is going to be significantly lower. Now, we actually did, Zave and I were part of a study in 2020 where the former studio we worked at actually compared. We had the ability to go into the physical studio and train on equipment still and train from home with trained individuals. So it was all the trainers that were working there. And we found over the course of, do you remember, Zave, was it 16 weeks or 8 weeks?
I think it was 8 or 12 weeks.
Yeah. So we were testing on a BOD pod. I think it was 2 8-week interventions, and there was a crossover design. So everybody did at home, no weights at all, or they did, you know, on Med-X and Nautilus equipment. And there was no change, no difference in the results from both. So this is kind of a long-winded answer to say, no, I don't think there is a difference. And if there is, it's probably benefiting virtuals just in the sense of consistency.
I mean, I think in general, that should just be very encouraging to anybody listening right now, because, you know, there are a lot of barriers. And as mentioned, time is always the biggest one for most people. And so we've always argued, hey, if you get here and get a 30-minute workout in, that's all you need. You do that anywhere from 1 to 3 times per week, you're set. And then you have people who are like, I still can't even do that. It's like, well, can you roll out of bed and find an open space and get a workout in? And the short answer to that is yes, absolutely anyone can do that. I think for a lot of people, though, because of the way that we've been conditioned, we believe that fitness has to be so much more complicated than that, though. I mean, I can't possibly just get up and do a body weight based workout and be effective enough to really make a dent in my fitness. And you guys are obviously proving that to be untrue. I'd be curious to, you know, more for the listener, you mentioned time static contractions, and that's not something that we talk about quite frequently at Pure Physique. It's nothing that we actually implement quite often. However, we did as well during that time of COVID when we were doing more virtual workouts. So walk somebody through what a workout might look like using just, as you mentioned, a chair and a towel.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep in mind, we still like equipment. We like having people have dumbbells and a bench and bands and things. It doesn't mean we need it, but we definitely would love to use that. And of course, time static contraction is replacing that when those things aren't available. So if you have those things available, I would recommend that. But if you don't, a time static contraction or full body weight workout would look something, I could just walk you through some exercises, Mike, like a full workout routine, what that might look like.
Yeah.
When it's body weight for someone who's a little bit of higher intensity, I would love to start with a standard wall sit, classic wall sit. If you close your eyes and think about a wall sit, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Start there, 2 minutes body weight. Just fatigues the legs really well. You know, our ultimate goal is to get to failure, and it's a lot easier to get to failure if you do a 2-minute wall sit right away. On the body weight exercise, you have to do a lot less of the next exercises. So we do a 2-minute wall sit, for example, to start. Then like to get into lunges, always at a slow, controlled pace. Standard pace for us is contracting in 2 seconds, eccentric phase or lowering phase in 4 seconds. But we use lots of different pacings. After lunges, probably do a squatting exercise. Standard goblet squats work great. And then if weights are available, we'd probably do a deadlift. If weights are not available, like you said, we do like a static contraction leg curl. And the way I really like to do that is a couple different options. Standard would be laying on your back, heels on the ground with your knees almost straight, but just a slight bend, like you're in the stretch position on a leg curl machine, essentially. And then you just raise your hips up, and it's like a reverse plank. You're pulling your heels really hard into the ground. We hold there for about 60 seconds to 2 minutes, and you're not holding. You're really contracting. This is a time static contraction. You are pulling your heels into the ground like you're actually trying to do a leg curl through the ground. And those 4 exercises, wall sit, lunges, squats, and then like a leg curl. Sometimes we do like a body weight hip abduction instead of leg curl. But those 4, maybe 5 leg exercises, if you do them right, do them slow, you're going to be absolutely cooked. For upper body, we jump right into push-ups, standard push-ups, then a towel seated row. That's time static contraction. So you're seated on the ground, you're wrapping a towel around the balls of your feet, holding the end of towel, the end of the towel on each end, like you've got 2 handles, and you're putting yourself in the contracted position on a seated row. So upper arm, parallel to your torso, elbow bent at 90 degrees. And what you're doing is pulling straight back as if the towel will let you move, but you're not actually moving. There's a couple of different protocols you can do. You can go for a continuous 90 seconds or 2 minutes and kind of build up the tension, starting at 50%, going up to 75%, and then ending at 100%, doing increments. We a lot of times do 30-second increments. Another way we love to do static contractions is just max contraction, essentially. You're pulling on that towel for 30 seconds as hard as you possibly can, then resting for about 5 seconds, pulling as hard as you can for 30, and going back and forth on and 30, off for 5 for about 90 seconds of tension. After the seated row, we do like a body weight dips a lot of times as well. Another great exercise after the dips would be a shoulder raise time static contraction. Again, with a towel, but you're standing essentially pulling the towel straight apart. But for those of you who can't see on the video, the towel is like right by your lap and it's trying to rip the towel in half. Your hands are slightly outside of shoulder or hip width, and you're just really ripping that towel, same protocol that I talked about with the towel row. And then from there, we do ab exercises. And with body weight, the possibilities are endless with ab sit-ups, crunches, reverse trunk curl is one we like to do, plank. I mean, there are tons of body weight ab exercises. So that was a little long-winded, but that's what a full body workout can look like with literally no equipment.
I could visualize the workout as you're talking through it. And I hope those of you listening can visualize that as well, because I think the most important thing to take out of it is, again, how efficient you can be and how you don't require a whole lot of equipment. And although, you know, I'm of the same mindset, if you have the equipment available, great. You know, it just makes things maybe a little bit more efficient, adds a little bit more variety. Same thing can be said with dumbbells. You know, having those things available can really just make for maybe a more well-rounded workout, in the sense that you don't have to feel like you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And maybe you can measure your progression a little bit better that way. However, I just love the fact that this takes away any excuse that I can't strength train because I don't have a gym available to me, or I don't have a rack of dumbbells. And so I love that you guys are kind of dispelling that for a lot of people. What I would say is, though, or I guess the question that I would pose more for the listener is, well, why wouldn't it be important for me to have this equipment and all this other stuff available? I mean, like, can I really get stronger doing workouts like this? I mean, what would you say is the most important factor in helping people to get really good results from their training?
I would say it all comes back to double progression, right? That's either increasing the time under tension. A lot of people record that with reps, or increasing the amount of weight or the amount of resistance that you're doing. If we can use double progression, either increasing the time or increasing the weight, then we know that you're going to consistently get stronger. How do you quantify that with a time static contraction? You really can't. But all the other exercises I've listed squats, lunges, wall sit, you can add weight to that, or you can just go for a longer amount of time or more reps, changing the pacing that you're doing that at. I said the standard pace is a down and four, up and two, but when you got some super slow people probably listening to this, we'll do the 10-10 pace. We'll mix it up. So there's a lot of different ways that we can use double progression to make sure that clients are getting stronger. And Mike, honestly, if someone wants to really optimize their muscle growth and strength gains, then I would say, yeah, you probably need to add some outside equipment. But if your goal is to be a healthier human, make your heart and lungs healthier, build bone density, build muscle, build strength, and just be a healthier human, then I would say you don't need equipment. You need to be consistent with strength training. And however you can do that, with equipment or without, then that's going to be the best option for you.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think we all agree, especially because we've come from that high intensity training background, that at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to intensity of effort more so than anything else in terms of stimulating any improvements in strength and muscle hypertrophy. Logan, how do you bridge now the conversation for people around their frequency of training? I mean, like, what is a typical training frequency for the clients that you guys are working with?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just wanted to add on to what Xavier was saying there at the end as well, is I think this is where the supervision piece becomes especially important when you don't have equipment as well, right? Having somebody that can hold you accountable to good form is going to allow you to continue to progress. Like, a lot of the people that we get that first come in can't do a regular push-up, right? They're doing push-ups off their knees. So if you're just doing an at-home workout and you're trying to do push-ups on your own, you might go, how am I ever going to know that I'm getting better at this, right? But if you have somebody that's seeing you, that you're reporting to that same time every single week and can see that progression for you, even if you're still on your knees the entire time, right? Like, we know the difference between, you know, kind of doing the all fours kind of push-up versus like you've actually got your hip forward and you're doing a real push-up right from your knees. So I think having the accountability piece is huge. As far as frequency goes, we're still all about convenience, right? So we've got clients that train typically once or twice per week. I have quite a few clients that will train three times per week. I've had people that will train up to four times per week. I don't think there's a lot of evidence to support much more than that when you're training in a full body fashion, which is what we do. So typically, we're still going to be in that 1 to 3 times per week. I would say, Zave, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'd say probably 70 to 80% of our clients are on twice a week cadence. So we find that to be the most effective. An hour a week is pretty easy to justify for most people, especially like you said, when you're just rolling out of bed and doing a workout. So we've found that to be sort of the sweet spot is the twice per week. But I would say we definitely push for that unless it's literally you have no time. All we can do is once a week. We have to get the bare minimum in. And then as people get stronger, you know, they want to do a little more. I'm all for if somebody wants to experiment with three times a week, even four times per week, like, hey, I've got to catch up on some workouts or something this week. Let's do a, you know, a split routine Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll do another split Thursday, Friday kind of thing. I'm totally fine with that. It's just not standard for us, I would say.
I'm really glad, though, you brought up the piece about the supervision, because I think especially for people who maybe have been training on their own for a long time, you know, this becomes the major factor in whether or not they see continual results or they remain stagnant. And that's what I love about what you guys are doing is the fact that these people who maybe have no desire to step in a gym, maybe they do have a nice little home gym set up, but they've been doing their same routine for X number of years. We always hear the stories of, oh, I've been training for 20 years. It's like, but have you progressed in 20 years? And oftentimes the answer to that is no, I haven't. I'm, you know, it's great that maybe you can do the same weight for some of those exercises and you could repeat the same workout week in and week out, but are you making continual gains? And so, you know, Xavier, you brought up double progression, being able to measure that somebody is improving in their time under tension or increasing the weight load. And then maybe even to your point too, Logan, somebody improves enough where they feel like, hey, you know what? I'm a little more motivated now to get in that fourth workout or feel like I need to in order to increase the demands so that I can make the next push towards improvement. And so I think that for some of us who maybe we're accustomed to training on our own, I mean, having that supervision there is tremendous. I mean, all of us, we are quite friendly with James Fisher, you know, researcher who's also been on our show before, who also talked about the benefits of supervision. And I don't know, maybe you guys can quote me better than I can, but I believe it was something like, you know, a 30% improvement on results by having supervision in a workout compared to not.
I know the study you're talking about. I can't remember the exact amount, but it was definitely statistically significant for sure.
Yeah. So for that reason alone, I think that this is giving people a good solution if they've always trained at home or they've always trained on their own, but they're still looking to push the envelope. With that being said, though, talk to me a little bit about the clients that you serve. Like, what is the avatar of your ideal client?
Yeah, absolutely. I really love everything you just said there. I think one thing that, just to touch on what you said a little bit, is one thing I love about working with a trainer myself is I'm making workouts for people and training people all day. And other people who are in the health and fitness industry, like, you're already thinking about exercise all day. It's so nice to just show up to work out and not worry about it. Just have someone tell you what to do. And I really appreciate that aspect. Obviously, we know we're going to get better results. We're going to be more consistent. And that paper you talked about showed that you actually spend less time on exercise too when you work out with someone else. So you're saving time and getting better results. But I like just the convenience of not having to think about my own workout. Someone else is tracking it for me. Someone else is telling me what to do, and I can just show up and work hard. So, but to answer your question about our typical client and our client avatar, female business leaders are our bread and butter. That is who we serve the most. There's a myriad of reasons for that, but just business leaders in general are definitely our, I would say 90% of our clients, busy professionals, people who have demanding jobs, they're high achieving, and they're traveling a lot. Most of our clients travel for work very regularly, some of them multiple times a week, and they never miss a beat, never miss a workout, because why would they? They can work out anywhere. And so that's who we serve the most. But we have clients across the board. We even have some adolescents, 15, 14-year-olds. We have some clients up in the 80s as well, still getting their workouts, still strength training. So we got it across the board. But typically, busy professionals between the ages of 40 and 55, female business leaders especially.
Oh, that's great. And I think what's important about that, you just brought it up, even if they're traveling, even if, the schedule, like you're already building a program set up for somebody who doesn't have time. And now you're saying, like, literally, there is zero excuse. I mean, even if you're vacationing, traveling, or what have you, like, I can still be there, which I think is also a very unique element to this. I know that for us, we have our in-studio clients who they'll go away on vacation, and we give them access to our on-demand workouts, which are online as well. But it's different. Like, not everybody is willing to check in and do that on their own. Whereas, with you guys, they are checking in with you physically online. And so it's like, you don't even have to break stride, which I think is amazing.
I recently had a client go to Italy, and she was in her hostel where they were staying and did not miss a workout. She actually lost weight on vacation. How many people can actually say that? Because she didn't miss a workout, and it was so easy. 30 minutes before her and the rest of the family got up and was ready to go out and do whatever they're doing for the day. But in Italy, different time zone, didn't matter. We found a time that worked for both of us and got the results.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually had a client in Italy as well, in Rome, and he was training 3 times per week. We looked ahead. There's really no excuse in 2024, right? Like, I can look up the calendar converter and find the times, put it on the schedule ahead of time. It's, added onto their Google Meet, so it converts automatically when they get to the different time. So there's really no excuse. Now, you brought up a great point about what's different from, I think we've kind of made this clear, but just in case we haven't driven this point home, this is virtual training, as in we are there virtually with you. This is not just a, plug and play, click the workout and it starts and tells you what to do. I'm literally there coaching you. And I think that's such an important distinction too, because when I think about at-home programs like Beachbody, or I think they renamed it Body or something, Body, whatever it is, but you can have that and you can have access to thousands of workouts. But if you don't click it and do it, how much money are they making on a monthly basis of people who are paying that recurring charge, but are training once in a month, right? Or not at all. So having that actual accountability, somebody to report to, somebody that we've got an appointment, I'm going to see you there, whether you're in Rome or you're just at home, I think is so important, and just an added extra layer of accountability.
Well, and that accountability conversation is a big one, because we've always said, accountability is the glue that holds it all together. If you can have the perfect workout plan, you can have the best nutrition plan laid out for you, but if there is no accountability to it, then what good is it? And I think this is a good place to start to interject into the health coaching component of what you guys do. So you want to just talk a little bit about what that looks like?
Yeah, I think that's the perfect segue, because the whole magic of our health coaching program is accountability. What we do is, it's a 63-day transformation program, we call it. It's 9 weeks long. That's what the research shows is the time we need to actually build a new habit and sustain it. So that's why it's 9 weeks long. And what we do is help busy professionals integrate healthy habits into their life seamlessly. And so we call them the big 5 habits, of course, a play off the big 5 workout. Those habits, we're not going to break any ground here. We're not going to blow your mind with these habits. They're super, super simple. It's structured exercise. That's your twice a week full body workouts. It's daily movement. We have a walking goal, 7,500 steps or other movement if walking is not their thing. Nutrition. We don't give them exactly, you're going to eat this on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We don't give them an exact plan. We want to make it flexible. We help them stay within their calorie goals, stay within their macronutrient goals in a sustainable way. So nutrition, then hydration and sleep. Those 5 habits, we help them build good habits around those things and give them the tools and information they need. But really, Mike, it's just about holding them accountable to doing those things. We all know we need to exercise more. We all know we need to probably move more. You need to change your diet. You need to sleep better and you need to drink water. We're not breaking ground by telling them they need to do those things or recommending those. What we do is do a personal plan, personal recommendations around those habits to help them actually do it. And then we're there every single day, keeping them updated on those things. We meet with them once a week, but we're there as a resource every single day, helping hold them accountable to doing what we ask them to do or doing what they said they would do.
Well, with respect to coming up with a personalized plan, like what's your process for when you have somebody who says, hey, you know, they raise their hand, I'd like to get some health coaching. What are you doing in order to make the proper determinations as to which direction they should be going on or what habits they should be most focused on?
So great question, Mike. It starts off with a discovery call, right? So we spend 15 to 30 minutes with the client who's expressed interest, especially I would say in the beginning, it was a lot of our current clients, right? It was people who already had built a foundation of trust with us. They didn't have the experience of working with a health coach before because it wasn't something we were offering at our previous employer or that Zabe wasn't offering before Jake and I came on as well. So we just kind of have some questions. We ask them, sort of get an idea of where they are in their fitness journey and then where they'd like to be. So where are you now? Where do you actually want to envision yourself being 9 weeks from now, a year from now, 2 years from now? And usually there's a pretty large gap. And if the gap is large enough and we think that they're impassioned enough to actually want to take that next step, we recommend that they set up, you know, health coaching. So we'll set up a 60 to 90 minute meeting with them. We have everything worked out, right? So we've got all the systems in place to share this Excel spreadsheet with them that has the entire 9 week program. So they go through a promise card where they're basically committing to us that they're going to, you know, work their hardest over the course of the 9 weeks, do everything that we kind of lay out together. And then they've got some really hard homework. You know, it's not hard, but it's pretty detailed, right? So we want to go through their goals in detail, see, you know, if we can get to the root cause of why they actually want to do these things. Then we go over in depth their current body composition, where they'd like to be. We talk about their nutrition habits. Where are they currently with all those nutrition habits? What are they maybe missing from an exercise perspective? So not everybody, again, is going to get the same cookie cutter recommendations. But if somebody is maybe feeling like their cardio is not where they'd like it to be, maybe we add in some additional cardio workouts. If they're maybe already a runner, like I was working with a guy who bikes 100 miles every weekend, right? So adding an additional cardio is not necessary for him, but he still wasn't losing the weight that he wanted. So it was really about getting his diet in balance and then continuing to exercise as hard as possible, getting his protein up to make sure that he wasn't losing muscle from all those long bike rides. Where I've got other clients who come in and they don't do anything, right? They're sitting on their butt most of the day, right? So we really try to tailor the program based on what they need from a full, well-rounded exercise perspective. And then we go just into their day-to-day. So what do their sleep habits look like? What is their, you know, life look like? Are they busy professionals and they're running around all day? Or are they kind of in a lull with work and maybe they're in between jobs and they just really need some motivation and they need to kind of capture some enthusiasm again? And what we've really found is it starts off really basic, those five habits. Like Zabe said, we're not breaking any ground. And it typically turns into, over the course of the 9 weeks, life coaching is not the right term for it, but people tend to build on the small steps and momentum that they create, and they want to start doing other things. So that's where we can recommend things like journaling, or maybe they want to get back into meditation, or maybe they've lost their love for reading that they want to reinvestigate. So it's been really cool to have sort of a health coaching, we want to lose 10 pounds and, you know, keep it off is kind of our pitch, right? Lose those 10 pounds and keep them off for forever. But then it turns into, how do you just become a better, more well-rounded, harder to kill human being?
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
Let me ask a question. This is going to be one where I'm not looking for a precise answer. You're not going to probably be able to give me a precise answer to this question. Just more out of curiosity, I mean, what percentage of the clients that you're working with actually go forward with the health coaching component compared to just sticking around for workouts?
I think maybe you can answer that.
I actually can give you an exact answer, Mike. We have had, I'm looking it up right now. I want to say, so we have at Reform Fitness, who have ever done a strength training workout with us, we have almost 200 clients who've tried to work out with us at some point over the last 3 years. We've sold health coaching now for about 6 months. And we've had 45 people do a discovery call with us in those 5-6 months. And about half of those continue with us and do a health coaching pro at least one. Now, Mike, a lot of the times our health coaching clients, 9 weeks, they're like, I'm doing great. I want to keep this momentum going. I want another 9 weeks. So we do another 9 weeks with them. We also have a continuation program where it's more of just a monthly check-in. They still have access to us 24/7. They have a question that comes up. They need help. They're at a restaurant and they don't know what to order. They're at the grocery store. They don't know what choice to make. They have access to us the whole time, but it's just a monthly check-in. So yeah, to answer your questions, probably about between 20 and 30 individuals, but then a lot of those have stayed on with us and we've tracked all of their results as well. So if that's one of your next questions, we can dive into that too.
Yeah, I would love to get into results, but what I always find interesting, and the reason why I ask this is because on our side, we also offer to clients the opportunity to get additional coaching, particularly around their nutrition and their lifestyle habits, all of that. And sometimes it shocks me at what a small percentage of people will actually take you up on it, or if they do take you up on it, they actually remain diligent to the process, right? They are showing up and actually doing it. Because at the end of the day, you're going to spend more time outside of your workout than you are in your workout. I mean, for you guys, you may be working with somebody for 1 hour a week, maybe in an hour and a half at most, no different for us. And yet now, what about all the other hours in the day that we're not making proper decisions, or at least we're confused about the decisions to make? And yet I feel personally that in some ways the health coaching is more valuable than the training itself. I mean, would you guys largely agree, disagree, or
I would 100% agree. If someone wants to, now I would agree if your goal is to improve your body composition. If your goal is just to be harder to kill, like Logan and I like to say, if you want to just prevent disease and prevent broken bones and injuries and things like that, then I would say strength training is more important for sure. But if your goal is to improve your body composition, health coaching is far more important because, like you said, you can't just only do exercise and expect to change your body composition. It's mostly going to come from what are you doing outside of your exercise, and that's where the body composition results are going to come from. I would say with your experience in seeing like, okay, a smaller percentage of people are actually wanting to do it, and then from those people, some people aren't sustaining the habits. I would say that goes back to like what Logan said with our discovery call. We are making sure that the people who are actually entering our health coaching program, we're not just accepting everybody. We want people that are truly ready to go through the steps and actually want to make a change and sustain that change. So for that reason, every single person that has gone through it has, no one's dropped off throughout the 9 weeks, and every single person has lost at least 1% body fat or more. So we've had great results and really good sustainability. I think that just comes because we're not afraid to say no. If we don't think a client needs it, or we don't think a client's actually ready in that stage of their journey, we will tell them, hey, I just think workouts are good for where you're at right now. If you decide that body composition change is actually something you're really motivated to do, and now you understand what it's going to take to get there, we're happy to work with you. But for now, I think workouts are just fine for you, and we're not afraid to do that. So
yeah, and I think on that point as well, Zabe, and this is not something we've talked about yet, Mike, but you know, we've really come to the understanding that we're a health coaching company, and we all just happen to have experience as personal trainers, as exercise physiologists, right? So we recognize and understand the value of health coaching because most people want to see body composition changes. And it's one of the reasons why we've teamed up with some of our colleagues in the space to offer just health coaching services, right? So I'm working with one of our colleagues out west, and I've got one client of his now, but we're working on a partnership to try to get more people. He owns a gym. He just doesn't, like you, also have nutrition and health coaching services, because I think a lot of our colleagues feel overwhelmed if they're small business owners doing one thing well and really trying to execute on that, as opposed to branching out and trying to do other things. So we want to be a resource for everybody in the industry that knows that there's inherent additional value in offering health coaching services, but they have no interest in doing it themselves. And they maybe want a trusted ally that they can send somebody to that has a similar background. But we have people that we've done health coaching with that already have a fitness routine otherwise, right? And we're not going to even touch that if that's what they're committed to, right? Because we know that the other end of the spectrum from a body composition perspective, it's all going to come down to those five habits that we talked about. And if they're already taking care of and checking off that exercise and movement box, great. We can focus on those other areas of need.
Logan said a huge thing of the reason we added this health coaching program is because, like I'm sure you've experienced, everyone comes to a gym because they want to lose weight. I mean, not everyone, but literally 90 to 95% of people. If you ask them, why did you show up today? Why are you here? It's because they want to improve their body composition. They want to build muscle or lose fat. And in my experience at the previous company, we're just pumping out workouts, 30-minute workouts over and over. You do 15 a day, 10 a day at least, and you can't actually help them change their life. I mean, you can help them change their life in the fact that they got a workout routine, and we know that is changing their life, but what they actually want, they're not actually getting. Over my course of 5 years of working there, I saw drastic body composition. I mean, I must have trained literally thousands of clients, and I saw drastic body composition changes in maybe 10. I could count it on two hands how many people actually changed their body composition significantly where like they wanted to. And that was the biggest gap for me in being an exercise physiologist, loving strength training, loving evidence-based exercise, but also loving to help a person lose 5% body fat and like be able to brag to their friends about it or fit in their clothes and just feel confident when they're in an important meeting as a business leader. You show up to a meeting and you want to feel good and confident and look healthy. And I felt like that was a gap between my career and what I was doing before and what we're doing now.
I could totally resonate with that because I experienced the same thing early on in opening Pure Physique. We were probably 4 or 5 years in, and I could remember that just about every single person that walked through the door, when asking them the reason why they wanted to get into a fitness program, it had something to do with fat loss, something to do with changing their body composition. And the workouts, you know, listen, I'm going to say, I am very confident that high intensity training is by far and away the best way to build strength in a short amount of time, right? Without any type of restrictions on your life. And yet, even with that, people would leave because they didn't get the result that they came in looking for. And it was in that moment that we realized that we really needed to change our approach to this fitness game, because it wasn't about the workout per se. I mean, the workout is a piece of it. That's why I really appreciate how you guys are positioning yourselves as, hey, we're a health coaching company, but we have a great deal of experience with exercise. And for many people, that will be the gateway drug, if you will, simply because people are still of the mindset that if I start working out, I'm going to start losing weight. And we know that's not true, that they have to tap into the other components, those other five components that you made, or I should say the other four, in addition to the exercise, if they're going to really make some change. And so we changed our whole philosophy from being a personal training studio or company to that being of a transformation company, because we want to help you to transform your body. And we know that that's only going to happen if you are helping people with their nutrition. And even if, like you guys said, you're not prescribing specific dietary methods, just the fact that you could hold somebody accountable to making better choices is what ultimately drives those results. So, I mean, I love the perspective that you guys are taking on this and how you're going about it. And I could see how, especially for some of our colleagues, this will be a huge benefit to them to have somebody in their corner that, number one, supports the type of exercise their client's doing, but number two, now can support them in this additional role of getting them to do the do so that they can ultimately see the results that they came for.
You know, it's funny, Mike, like I have in my bookshelf back here, I probably have half a dozen to a dozen Ellington Darden books, right? Who most of your listeners and our colleagues will know is like the king of high intensity training books, right? The guy's written 70, but they're all kind of the same, but he's written like 1,000 books, right? And in all of them, pretty much, he outlines the basics and the fundamentals of, you know, essentially they're all high intensity training programs with slight different tweaks, maybe some different protocols. But the piece that he also has in there is something about diet, right? His best selling books, at least the ones that were the highest selling New York Times best selling books, all have a dietary piece. Now, whether or not you agree with Ellington Darden's dietary recommendations, he at least understood that you need both sides of the equation, right? You can't just do the workouts and expect to see the awesome results. And I think that's something that we as an industry have maybe forgotten sometimes, is that you need the entire like holistic approach to actually see the benefits. You can see so many benefits just from resistance training, especially if you've not done it before, especially this style of training. But if you really want to, like you said, transform, you have to have that other element.
I just completely agree with what Logan said. I think sometimes, like especially in the high intensity industry, we are all exercise nerds. We are obsessed with exercise. We read about exercise. We exercise all the time. We love training each other. And I think we forget sometimes that some of our clients really don't like exercise. And I think that just sometimes gets lost, and they aren't like, when we try to educate them around like strength training is helping you do all these other things, they're like, I don't care. I want to lose weight. I want to look better naked. Like, shut up about the cognitive function. I want to look better and I don't love exercise. So tell me how I can look better and not have to exercise too much. I just think we sometimes forget that because we love exercise so much and are so passionate about strength training. So sometimes we need to take a step back. How can I actually serve this client for what they want? They want to lose weight. So I should probably stop talking so much about exercise. Maybe I should talk about nutrition just a little bit, because that's what they want and that's what they need.
And most people think that it's diet and exercise, but the truth is when it comes to fat loss, it's diet and diet. It's really what it comes down to.
Yes.
It is all about your nutrition and then of course those other habits, you know, because things like sleep and reducing stress, I mean, that's going to lower our cortisol levels. It's going to allow us to release fat more easily. Or again, prevent us from gaining or retaining fat. So, you know, exercise does play an important piece, but it's more of a supportive piece than anything else. I mean, if you are losing body fat and you are building muscle, that's only going to raise your metabolic rate and help you to keep that fat off permanently. And I think back to, you know, a client who, it's funny, I saw him today and he's actually been with me for like 22 years. Wild to think that I've been doing this almost that long. And he was even saying how when he first started training, you know, the workouts were never an issue for him. I mean, this was a guy who would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, do 2 hours of cardio before going to the gym and doing an hour of weight training. And one of the things that we changed immediately when he began training with me was we reduced, obviously, his training load. Said, we don't need to be doing that. We are overstressing your body. But he was also a person who he was 60 pounds overweight, and yet he was eating something like 1,200 to 1,400 calories a day. I mean, it was like mind-boggling that this guy is like well over 200 pounds, pushing 250, hardly eating, over-exercising. And what ultimately changed everything for him was adopting a new way of eating and changing some of those lifestyle behaviors where it wasn't all about stress, stress, stress on the body all the time. But how can we reduce the stress on the body? How can we eat more and help fix your metabolism? But really, it was the nutrition piece that ultimately got the 60 pounds off of him. And then he adopted a way of exercise that allowed him to sustain that for the next 20 years, which to me, again, that should be the ultimate goal for anyone, right? It's, I think the three of us are in agreement that this is all about sustainability. And at the end of the day, if you don't have a program that's not going to be sustainable, then what are we doing this for?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. One of my clients, I was talking to him about our health coaching, and he's like, you know, one of my apprehensions, if I'm going to be honest with you, is I worked with a health coach before and I got great results, but I had changed my diet so much that as soon as I went back to normal, what his normal was, he gained all of the weight back. I mean, he had lost almost 80 pounds, gained it all back. And what I told him, I was like, yeah, that's exactly opposite of what our goal is. Our goal is to teach you how to be flexible so that you learn the process of what it takes to create a sustainable, healthy nutrition plan for yourself. And we give you the tools to do that. But that's why we don't want to tell you exactly what to eat. We want to give you the tools and resources to figure that out and tell you when you need to. But if you're going to be sustainable, we got to teach you how to make the right choices all the time in a way that you can do forever.
And what would be, though, some of those things that you'd be recommending?
So I love, you know, the biggest thing that we can do for people when they're first starting out, because, and I'm sure you know this, Mike, as somebody who's done nutrition coaching with people, is getting them to weigh, measure, and record their food, right? Simply the act of, and I'll tell people for their first week, I don't care what you eat 5,000 calories. I don't give a shit, but record it and go through the process of seeing what that portion of, you know, chicken fried rice actually is from the food scale to your mouth, right? And you will be absolutely shocked if you've never done that before, because like that guy you were talking about, that 12 to 1400 calories a day, I'm sure there was something going on if he was overstressing his system too. But you've seen, and I know you know this, in the nutrition research, people are terrible at estimating the amount of food they actually eat. People will say that they're eating 1500 calories a day and they're eating 2500. Like, that is a huge margin of error. And then we've got other things to take into account, like nutrition labeling, right? You can be up to 20% off on your nutrition labeling legally from the FDA, right? So even if you're being somewhat accurate, you can still be overestimating or underestimating. So actually going through the process of putting it on the food scale, then eating it, like, you can't underestimate how powerful that is. And you will see, and Jake talks about this all the time, people will lose weight just by measuring their food, not even really consciously thinking about what they're doing and changing, but they see, oh, that piece of steak is 800 calories. I'm going to take half of that off. And they're not doing it consciously, right? They're just like, oh, geez, I didn't realize that was that big of a portion. So that's number one. And then I have a bunch of tools that I recommend for people. Like Zave said, we want it to be super sustainable, but I have some companies that I really enjoy when people are starting off. There's a company that does meal prep called Clean Eats Kitchen. I don't make anything from them, but I just really like their stuff. I've tried so many different meal prep companies, and this is one I really like. Their food's good. It's frozen, so it's super sustainable. And most importantly, you don't have to have a subscription. You just order it when you want it. So I'll recommend people get that. David Bars just launched not too long ago from Peter Attia. I'm not sure if you've had those yet, but they have 28 grams of protein and only 150 calories. So, like, the best macros of any protein bar on the market. So I've got a bunch of different tools that I'll recommend to people that, hey, maybe you try this to help from a satiety perspective and a you know, just hitting your protein goals perspective. And you'd be shocked at how, once people start doing that, the pounds just start falling off.
When a client first starts working with us, we're having them do an in-body or a bod pod or a DEXA scan, both before and after the program. And as you know, Mike, with those, that gives us a really good chance to understand what their resting metabolic rate is, how many calories they're burning at rest. We obviously sit down with them for 60 to 90 minutes, so we get a really good sense of their activity, and we can get a pretty good close estimation of how many calories they're eating. We still don't give them a calorie goal right away. Like Logan said, the goal is just to track. Almost everybody loses weight just from that alone. And then as they build that habit, okay, I'm tracking everything that I eat now, and that's pretty sustainable. Like, I've got a great process for that. What's the next step? Okay, now here's how many calories you're burning. We know we've got to put you in a caloric deficit. Here's the level of caloric deficit we're going to shoot for. And we kind of educate them along the way over the course of the 9 weeks. It's not drink from a fire hose. Here's your calories, here's your protein, here's your carbs, fat. We don't tell them all of that right away. We implement the habit first and then add a little bit more to the plate. Okay, you're tracking everything. Now, let's keep in mind your protein. It's pretty low. You only had 60 grams of protein last Wednesday. What are some of the things that we can do to make sure that's a little bit higher so that we're not losing fat and muscle? We're just losing fat. So we just kind of layer each week, add a little bit more layer as they've gotten a good foundation of the habit itself.
Well, I'll share something with you guys, because we do something very similar where when we're doing an initial intake on somebody, Corey Bethel will ask them, hey, you know, for the next 3 days, the only thing that I want you to do is just take pictures of your food. I mean, forget even just taking the time to weigh and measure or pull out MyFitnessPal, like, just take pictures. And just over those 3 or 4 days, same thing. You see a weight drop immediately. And I think it just speaks to being so conscientious about what you're having and when you're having it. Most people have no idea how much they are consuming over the course of a day. They don't think about the BLTs, right? The bites, the licks, the tastes. And yet, you know, as a dad, I've caught myself multiple times walking through the kitchen and seeing, you know, the kids left a couple chicken nuggets on the plate. And it's like, well, I can't let that go to waste. And that's what we do. But we don't ever think about that impacting us until we are either photographing it or we're actually putting it into some type of calculator to see like, oh, whoa, that's how much I'm taking in. In fact, we are currently running one of our 6-week challenges where we told people, hey, during this particular challenge, we are going to ask you to record everything you're doing and try to be more conscientious about hitting macro targets. And we rarely ever do that. This is just for a group of people who, you know, have shown that they have established the proper habits. So this is more of like taking that next level, what we would do if we were getting ready for a bodybuilding competition again. And so we're watching these people, you know, go through the process. But even for myself, because I'm doing it alongside of them, I'm like, man, I consume a lot of half and half in a day. I mean, with all the cups of coffee I'm drinking, yeah. I mean, this accounts for almost my entire carbohydrate intake in the day comes from just half and half alone. It's incredible. But you wouldn't recognize that unless you actually had to take a moment and say, oh, how many tablespoons of half and half is that? You know, how much butter am I using when I'm cooking? And again, everybody here knows I absolutely love butter, adore butter, and encourage everyone to have butter as well as very fatty meats. But that said, you don't even recognize what this actually adds up to until you go through those steps. And in fact, Logan, I'm pretty sure you've gone through those steps too, because I've seen you at various times get pretty freaking ripped.
I have. I mean, I think one of the nice things about like keto or carnivore when you first go there is it's essentially an elimination diet, right? So I was actually, you know, when I lost a bunch of weight doing keto, I wasn't tracking anything, but I was eating once a day. And I was eating, you know, eggs and steak and, you know, bacon and avocados, right? So it was a big plate, but you can only eat so much of that every day. And it was, again, just once a day. And I lost a ton of weight doing that. It was not super sustainable. Obviously, I've transitioned from that since then. But it's interesting you mentioned the accountability piece of kind of starting to count macros and doing all those things. We actually, as a company, just decided, the three of us, Jake, Xavier, and I, that we're going to be going through our 9-week transformation, just like our clients do. So we wanted to actually have that experience. And I've tracked my food now for the last, you know, probably 2-3 years on a consistent basis, but we wanted to go through the process of actually onboarding ourselves and being accountable to each other and share that with our clients and share that experience of like, hey, we're doing this too. So it's not just, you know, talk the talk, it's walking the walk as well.
Yeah. I think that's so, so valuable to be able to speak from a client's perspective, you know, to be able to empathize with them, like, hey, I understand what you're going through. Like, I know this might not be easy, or starting to implement this particular habit feels brand new and it's a little awkward. But when you've been there, it's easy to speak from that perspective. So I think that's great. And I think you guys are going to be doing all of your clients a service by doing that. With that said, we're going to probably have to wrap it up here just for time reasons. I mean, I feel like I could talk with you guys all day long, you know? So
we'll definitely have to come back on. We'd love to do that with you and Corda.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that being said, talk to our audience, you know, where can they find out more about Reformed Fitness? How can they connect with you guys? And I would be remiss if I did not mention, because I failed to in our intro, Logan, your podcast, which Corey Beth and I have been guests on in the past, Exercise is Bullshit. We love what you're doing there. It's an awesome show. So I'm going to also encourage everybody to go wherever you listen to podcasts and check that out. But that said, Xavier, why don't you tell everybody how they can connect with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to reformfitness.com. It's reformed-fitness, reformed-fitness.com. We are also on social media, all social media. Our Instagram is official Reformed Fitness. That's most of our social media handles. Facebook is just Reformed Fitness. So we're all over social media. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We love connecting on LinkedIn. So you can just search our names and find us there. We also have a LinkedIn page for Reformed Fitness. And email inbox is always open. Just all of our first names, Xavier, Logan, or Jake at Reformed Fitness. Inbox is always open for anyone who wants to chat, learn more. Happy to meet with anybody.
Excellent. Well, we will be sure to link to all of that in the show notes. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Mike. And one last thing I do want to plug before we leave too, because he's a good friend of ours, is if you have enjoyed the social media that we've been doing, we have a wonderful friend. His name's Ashton Hansen. And he's a videographer that we work with to produce all of our social content. And he's been just dying to meet some more high-intensity training practitioners and help them grow their audiences. So if anybody's interested in that, feel free to reach out to us or to him directly too.
Yeah, awesome. Especially anyone in the high-intensity business. If you want someone to take over your social media, he's changed our lives for real.
That's great to hear. Excellent. Well, gentlemen, as always, wish you the very, very best. And until next time.
Click the link in our show notes to discover your fitness personality type today. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
Pardon my French.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.